Chapter 3. Rouge. Silas was absolutely, completely, the cutest thing Rouge had ever gotten to snuggle. That totally included the sugar glider her friend Kira had let her hold in fifth grade. It probably helped that the sugar glider bit her. Anyway, it was really hard to concentrate on anything except the warm, fuzzy creature tucked up under her chin, so she missed the point where the tracks of the invaders became visible. Rouge? Silas' little voice over the party chat was exactly as adorable as Rouge would have expected. Rouge? The horses are that way. The little bat wiggled as if she would fly off, and Rouge had to fight not to tuck her chin down over the silky fur in an attempt to keep her there. Oh. Sorry, Silas. I was just thinking about, something else. Where? She broke off as she saw the faint trail leading through the gleaming snow. She crouched down, examining the prints. They weren't worried about being backtracked, were they? They walked in a line so that only one had to break the trail, but it doesn't look like they tried anything sneaky. She touched the marks. They overlapped each other, with the smaller, shallower marks probably made by the woman clearly showing on top of the others. One pair of hard-soled boots, and two pairs of something that let the outline of the foot show through slightly, one larger than the other. No other prints. You have gained one level in tracking. It is now level 5. Rouge sighed and waved away the notification. Yay, skill up and all, but not right now. Sheesh, she muttered. Silas squeaked softly. Skill up? Rouge stood, brushing snow off her pants. Sorry, yeah? I got a level in tracking. I'm always down for better skills, but I wish the system wasn't quite so in your face, literally. Totally breaks the immersion. Silas was silent for a moment. What did you say? The elf girl giggled. Sorry, Silas. I just wish the notices would wait for me to look at them when I'm ready. Oh. Silas snuggled back down, her little body shivering slightly in the chill breeze. I wish that we got notices when we got levels and skill increases. We know something happened when we see the glowies, but everybody loses track eventually, and you don't always know what you leveled in anyway. I don't even know what level 1 am. Rouge stopped dead, Codswallop grumbling as she pulled sharply on his reins. Oh, what? Really? I can tell you that. I can't see friendly NPCs' levels usually, but we get a little bit of info for being in a party together. With a thought, she pulled up the party list. She shook her head again at Aspen's numbers. If it hadn't been obvious before that he was a special NPC, it was clear when you looked at even the limited stats they got in the list. How the heck did he have so much points and mana at level 34? A player of his level might have those stats, but if they did, they'd have no points left for endurance, dexterity, strength, or wisdom. Rouge couldn't speak to his wisdom, but he obviously had plenty of the others, so he had way more stat points than he should. If he were operating under the same rules as players. But as Rouge and Mott had learned in the last month, NPCs had a system all their own. They could gain stats independent of levels, and often did. NPCs blessed by the gods grew at an increased speed that could create monsters if they were given time. That said, most NPCs who fit the bill were actually quest or story NPCs. They needed to be extra tough, so when some stupid player decided to try to kill them, they could kick him or her to the curb. Veritas was a game where every action could potentially affect the entire story. So when an NPC was important, the developers didn't want them to keel over in a stiff breeze. You're level 19, Rouge told Silas, scrooching the tantalizing silver tufts in front of the big ears. Only one more until you're 20. Silas squeaked excitedly. I wonder if I'll get to become a greater fruit bat then. Rouge froze in dismay. Will you get bigger? So big. At least twice as big as I am now. Aspen says my mother had a 12-inch wingspan. Silas stretched out her wings as wide as they would go. The thin skin was nearly translucent in the sunlight, and her wings almost seemed to glow. Rouge relaxed. That would be good. Sometimes I worry I'll hurt you when I pet you. Silas giggled. I can handle it. Aspen used to be so clumsy. He'd even pinch my ears accidentally, so I'm used to it. The two fell silent as they entered a small clearing where four animals were tied up. Now that Rouge was in deep immersion, all she had to do was think about wanting to know more information about the beasts, and tags appeared above their heads. The old pod and headset had never been sensitive enough to pick up on thoughts without a conscious tell of some sort, like squinting for identify. She read the tags: Poop Bucket, Poop Head 1, Dancing Fire, Flying Fire, Lamp, Red Light, Stuff Carrier, Poop Head 1. Huh. Wow, that guy sure has a lot of imagination. Rouge cocked her head to the side. So Silas, just out of curiosity, did you know this one is a mule? The thief pointed at Stuff Carrier. Whoa, the bat said, eyes even bigger than usual as she took in the large animal. I've heard of those. They all kind of look alike to me. Rouge walked over, holding out her hand to the mule and triggering her steel skill. She would have to remain in contact with the mule for 5 minutes, during which time the owner would receive messages warning them that the theft was being attempted, so they could try to stop it. Since Poop Head 1 had just been killed a half hour or so ago, he'd still be on forced logout, so he wouldn't know until he could respawn in a few hours. She patted the animal, and it shuddered, leaning away from her slightly. She frowned and pulled a carrot out of her inventory. The mule's ribs were sticking out, which was a sign that the owner hadn't been feeding it. You didn't have to feed any animal associated with your account, but it was a good idea. It would be more loyal, faster, stronger, and have more endurance when it was treated well. Newbies sometimes let their mount's relationship get down to zero, at which point it would start to misbehave, disobeying, or even running away for a day or two. You learned pretty quickly not to do that, and besides, they look so pathetic that you'd have to be a monster not to feed them sometimes. The mule inhaled the carrot, and she pulled out the whole stack. She stroked the long silky ears. See how long his ears are? Way longer than a horse. Plus his mane is all short and spiky instead of long and flowy. The elf girl gestured to the fuzzy crest standing up between the animal's ears. Ooh. Got it. Silas chirped happily, always excited to learn something that would help her be a better scout. Rouge had noticed that even though the tiny creature took her job very seriously, and everyone else listened to her and counted on her doing her job, she also seemed to be very inexperienced, so sometimes she missed things. Congratulations! You have successfully stolen Poop Head 1's Beast of Burden. You have recovered 10x Wolf Claw, 22x Mosquito Blood, 1x Rotten Bear Fur, 31x Food Rations, 17x Water Rations, and 1x Greater Wolverine Teeth. Would you like to change the name of this Beast of Burden? Yes, no. Oh yeah! Rouge quickly changed the name, then stroked the mule's cheek even as she fed him another carrot. There. Now your burrito. I know you're not actually a burro, but I couldn't resist. It's way better than Stuff Carrier. She rolled her eyes as she rubbed his forehead and pulled up his stat sheet. Quickly, she removed a water ration from the pack and gave it to the poor animal. At least Poop Head 1 got one thing right. He really was a poop head. She turned to the three horses, tilting her head thoughtfully. Do we have to kill them? Silas' voice was very small and sad. Oh. No. Rouge was shocked. Not only would that suck, but it's actually better for us if we don't. They'll automatically return to their riders, but if they've been treated as badly as poor Burrito, they'll take their sweet time about it. A well-cared-for mount will return at its top speed, but given the state of the pass, that'd still take a week or more. Though if these guys are here, I guess that means the pass is clearing. Ha! Huh. That realization made her pause for a moment, but then she went on. Anyway, if we kill them, they'll respawn in a day or so, at the same place as those jerks. Way better to leave them. No, I was trying to decide if I should cut them free or not. She pointed to the ropes tying the three horses to nearby trees. I can do it since I'm a thief, but that would let them return to their owners a little faster. If I leave them, they'll get free after 2 days and then head home. I know what I should do, but I feel really bad letting them just stand there. There's nothing to eat or drink, and they can't run away from predators. Then shouldn't we let them go? Silas asked sweetly. If they get eaten, they'll get back sooner, so it's better not to take the chance. They both looked at the animals and came to a silent mutual understanding that they would ignore the fact that their group had cleared the area of predators large enough to kill horses. Rouge summoned her Mombele from her inventory and quickly cut the ropes. Poopucket immediately started grazing, seeming in no particular hurry to leave. Dancing Fire immediately ran off toward the pass, and Lamp followed, though the horse ambled slowly, occasionally stopping to eat. Rouge watched them, then her eyes widened. Wait, one of them should be heading for the house, right? That female player is still alive. The girl and the bat looked at each other. I guess she's not? Anymore? Silas finally said. The girl winced. Oh man. I guess that makes sense. I mean, she'll respawn, and having her on this side of the mountains would be dangerous. Still though. You don't leave an enemy alive behind you. Silas said softly, with the tone of someone who was repeating something they had been taught, but weren't sure they believed. Rouge sighed. Then she spun, staring back toward the house. They did it again. Just like that old bad guy, his librarianess. He sent me out here to get me out of Bright, and they sent me away so I wouldn't argue when they killed that player. Me too. Silas sounded as scandalized as Rouge felt. The two looked at each other again, in complete understanding. Adults sucked, even digital ones.